The news in touch with your world. I'm Joska Himan. Good morning. Mortality rates among pregnant women down and land expropriation to be discussed. The issues of land expropriation without compensation and food security in the country are amongst challenges that the government is still dealing with. This is according to ANC Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte. Duarte says the ANC is concerned about land ownership and ensuring food security for all.
We cannot debate the land question forever and ever and ever. The time has come to say, give the land back to the people. Give it back.
Duarte was addressing members at a regional post-policy conference briefing in Bloemfontein yesterday. The mortality rate of women during childbirth in Northwest is considerably down from the previous year. This is according to Health MEC in the province, Mahome Masika. He was responding to questions from journalists during a feedback session at the Potchefstroom Provincial Hospital yesterday. According to Masika, the rate of death of mothers while giving birth decreased from 140 to 110 per 100,000. He says by the end of the financial year, it should be down to 100 deaths. He, however, adds that one death is still too many. He also said while the department is doing its best to curb this trend, there are many factors at play.
That is why we have continuous training of our midwives, continuous training of our doctors who work in the labor ward to make sure that we don't miss anything. So it is the skills that we need all the time and the care that comes with it.
The National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union, NAHAHU, is preparing for a national strike at the National Health Laboratory Service next week. They also plan to hold lunch hour pickets in preparation of the strike. This comes after deadlocked wage negotiations between the union and health service provider. Provincial structures of the union have also been directed to organise marches targeting provincial departments of health. National spokesperson Kaya Kaba says they want a salary adjustment of 7.3% and danger allowance of 500 rand per month for positions where workers could be exposed to infectious organisms, among other demands.
Well, the reason for the strike at the top is that we're demanding a 7.3 wage increment while the employer is only willing to give 3%. We think that the 3% is ridiculous, taking into consideration that it's below CPI. So anything that is below CPI, it's an insult to workers.
And in some good news, a little girl's near-fatal fall into her family's pool left her brain damaged in 2016, but doctors have now reversed the trauma caused to the toddler. Daily News reports physicians have used a series of oxygen treatments, such as oxygen therapy, to reverse the two-year-old's brain damage after she was in water for over 15 minutes. After 10 sessions of therapy, the little girl's mother said she was back to normal. Little Carlson is now able to walk and speak even better before the accident happened. Your top story this hour, the issue of land expropriation without compensation and food security in the country are amongst challenges that the government is still dealing with. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.